This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1 o'clock hour here on a Monday. Hope you're having a great day. Nice weather today, and then gonna be, I guess, some severe weather. We're gonna get a little spring, look, huh? Looks like we could get some really heavy winds and damaging storms tomorrow night into Wednesday. So we're honestly getting like all four, I guess, seasons in the next week or so.
Thunderstorms, snowy rain,
some parts of the area,
wind nonsense.
I guess some parts like way north might get some like snow wintry mix later this week as well. And then next Monday I saw it's 73. So it's just in the next week we're getting like all four seasons.
I like the 73 a lot better.
So do I, man. So do I. I'm feeling good though on a Monday. We've had a fun show talking to Vern there, and then the awesome news with Mike Moustakas. Good to we'll get back into that. Relive some of the great memories.
You know?
Yeah, we have a couple more highlights to play. A Moose, who will retire as a Royal this year, signing a 1 day contract. And yeah, it's cool to relive some of those 2014, 2015 memories. 10 year anniversary already of the 2015 team.
How are you already looking at next Monday's weather? By the way, I'm sorry, I got distracted by that.
I was just on the app, my man.
It's Monday. How far ahead are you scrolling?
It's right there.
You're like, he's already got next Monday down. That feels so far ahead in the app.
Next Monday, 71. Tuesday, 73.
When we got in today, you said, there's storms tomorrow. I was like, what? I didn't even know that we were expecting weather tomorrow.
So you know how we...
You're looking to next Monday?
You know how we began the show today at 10:04? How you and your wife... our grocery shopping, and you plan out your meal for the entire week.
Meals for the week.
I look at the weather and I plan out my week a little bit. You know, I plan out my week based on the weather. I want to know what can I do later on this weekend. I'm keeping an eye out. The KC Current in a couple Saturdays have their season opener. I know I'm going to be out there on the 15th because I have tickets, season tickets, and it's going to be right now. It's going to be like 50, which is going to be a little chilly for the game. I was hoping it was going to be a little warmer, so I'm. You know, I want to look at it.
Looking at opening day?
Yeah. Or you can go look at the 60 day and see what Royals opening day is.
That's no way that's accurate.
And then that can change. And then, look, Friday we're going to be out of Kelly's for our bar tab that we're doing. I want to see what's the weather going to be like. Would you like to know?
Yes. What is the weather going to be on Friday?
47 degrees.
A little chilly.
Okay. Yeah. But today it's 60. It's nice. Hope everybody's having a good Monday. You can hit us up on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line 913-586-7965. Let's talk some college hoops because the Missouri Tigers, they lost by 4 in overtime to Vanderbilt, right? Ultimately, there were other mistakes, but it comes down to the didn't foul up 3 conversation that we always have, right? Do you foul up 3?
Yeah, yeah.
I would always foul up 3 personally. I'm not trying to prove that we're tough and we're going to guard this thing out. No, if you lose, nobody gives a damn how tough you were in that instance. I know there are coaches that have a philosophy not to foul up 3, but I would have fouled up 3. That's just across the board. Anyway, so they lose. I think this game doesn't change anything how I feel about them, but their chance to go on a deeper run gets tougher now. They're 1-2 in their last 3, or the Tigers. They're going to look back at this Vandy game, who's going to now be a tournament team, and if they have to play a number 1 seed to begin Sweet 16 action, assuming they get out of the first weekend, that's a big if, but if they do... Now you might have to play. Maybe you hope you avoid the bracket with Auburn or Duke anyway, but maybe you're playing number 1 seed Houston, number 1 seed Auburn, number 1 seed Duke in the Sweet 16 instead of having to wait till the Elite 8 or something like that. That's the danger now that you're, according to Lenardi, they're a 5 seed.
And on the lower end of the 5 seeds, he doesn't have his
they could fall back to a 6 if things don't go right. They also aren't going to get a double bye now. It looks like in the SEC tournament, it was a costly loss on Saturday.
I can't, I still think that Missouri, like versus like Kansas, right? We talk about this teams all the time. Like, do you think that there's a chance that the play is going to fix itself before the tournament? With Kansas, I mean, that hope has gone so far out the window. They can't shoot. Like, they just can't shoot, which seems like a bad thing for a college basketball team. But they can't shoot. Seems problematic. That's not Missouri's problem. They absolutely can score and pretty much score at will for a number of times. But how they lost to Vandy on Saturday was, for the first time, not often this season, they were cold. They had like 4 points for the first 8 minutes of the second half. And when you do that, you're going to lose road games in conference. It's just so funny because, like, that game, as I mentioned, standalone doesn't mean anything. Losing a road conference game to a tournament team, okay. Oh, no.
It hurts you for seeding, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, Missouri 2 weeks ago had a chance to be a 3 seed, man. They had a chance to, like, they had 4 straight ranked opponents. They lost the first two, then won the next two. You're like, okay, well, then let's get back. They started losing games of teams I think they're better than, including Vanderbilt, a team I think they're better than. And so I just don't think they can play defense. I don't know. This hasn't been a season-long issue. Drew, I don't know, like, what's the KenPom ranking defensively on them at this point? Because in the tournament, one school you take on in the, you know, in the 5-12 matchup, that'll burn you with some hot shooting 3-point team that puts up 87 on you. We're not even talking about getting to the Sweet 16 or having to face a team in the one. Are you not worried that the single greatest upset seed of all time, the 5 over the 12, comes with you, a team that can't play defense? You get one team who shoots the 3 in that round? Golden, you just, I mean, you might start feeling real bad. Now, they're mostly getting beat up in the paint, but, you know, any team is, all the teams, essentially, other than South Carolina in the last month or so. 57th
defensive rating.
I was about to say.
That's not good.
Not great. It's weird because their KenPom is 12.
So, they're the best conference in the country.
Well,
and they're one of the 5 best offenses in all of college basketball.
Their offensive rating is so high where it balances it out. That's the problem, though, is that
in the country in offense.
If you look at the, because there's other teams that have kind of that imbalance, particularly in the SEC, because, you know, it's just a high scoring league in general. Is the defense for Missouri actually as bad as 57th, or is it because they're playing teams in a conference that is so good that maybe defensively they're not as bad as what their ranking or their rating is? That's where we're, you know, them being in the SEC and the SEC being the best conference in college basketball this year makes their where they sit at a little bit interesting. Again, a lot of it comes down to matchups in terms of who they play. I mean, if they get paired up against somebody who is not necessarily a defensive juggernaut, but they have a lot more efficiency on the defensive end, and they play him at a 5-12 matchup, that game might be scary, and it's not because
some matchups that are dicey.
And it's not because Missouri isn't good. It's because the other team effectively can balance things out a little bit more and keep the game tight.
Right. That's the tournament, right? That's why the brackets are fun to see.
It's
so much matchup driven. It's so matchup driven. And when you see it come out, I'm just saying that a loss like that doesn't change like that. I think they're a bad team. Of course not. It's just if you are fortunate to get through the first weekend, there's a good chance now you're going to have to play the number one seed or one of the number one seeds.
And two of those number one seeds are considered to be too far away.
The overall goal for KU and MU, no matter how you think they are heading in the tournament or anything, no matter what, you have to try at bare minimum to avoid Auburn and Duke. You hope. Like, you want your good matchup. We just said matchups matter. But you also, the second thing you're looking for, did we get in a region where there's no Auburn or Duke, please. Thank you very much. Especially if you're Missouri, because I don't think KU's going on a deep run. Missouri's better prepared to do that, based on what we've seen, obviously.
I'm not sure Kansas win a game.
I still think they'll win their first tournament game, depending on, I want to see, obviously, the matchup. But everybody's going to pick them to lose the first tournament game. Hell, even last year, even when they were not as bad, like last year, they were much better than this year's team, and that was still not a good year. Everybody was picking Fordham, I think it was, to beat, or Samford, sorry, Samford, not Fordham.
Yeah, the Bulldogs.
Samford Bulldogs to beat them, and obviously it was very close to happening, right? There was a controversial call at the end of the game. So anyway, I'm sure that there won't
be any. I kind
of
forgot about that. Yeah. Controversial call. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that was very
controversial.
Much so.
But I guess, so this is why, I think there's a difference between moving the goalpost and changing expectations. I'm not moving the goalpost on Missouri Tigers. I'm saying you're a good enough team that your expectation should be the Sweet 16. That's what I'd said 2 weeks ago. Even though they're playing worse basketball right now, that's still what I think you should be able to accomplish based on the talent you have. Kansas, if you had made me say before this season, I would have said the expectation would have been don't stink.
Yeah, they didn't want a conference game.
Win the SEC. Not moving the goalpost, expectations are different. Kansas before the season was the preseason number one ranked team in the country. And if you'd said that, then I said, well, you better get to a Final Four, Kansas. Gold. Is falling short of a Final Four a bad season for Kansas? No. It's already a bad season for Kansas unless they go on some miraculous tournament run that legitimately none of us see coming. Because Kansas is set to a different standard. Any year in which Kansas doesn't even get out of the first weekend is a failure. They're Kansas. They don't do that. They don't lose in the first or the second round. You know that, Gold. they get to at least the Sweet 16. Then you start talking about whether that team's good enough that Elite Eight or Final Four or National Championship should have been the things on the table versus Sweet 16. But Sweet 16 or bust every year for Kansas, no matter what. But like now, do I have any expectations of them making a Sweet 16? No. If they win their first game in the 8-9 matchup and lose to Auburn, same problem, right? They might also have to face Auburn.
Yeah.
And have to face Auburn in the 8-9, you know, in the 1-9 game or whatever, 1-8 game. I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh no, I can't believe they lost. But also, this is just going to go down as a disappointing season anyway, which we know. And that doesn't even sidetrack all the stuff we were talking about earlier with all the heinous things that people were sending to Zeke Mayo just because he shot a basketball poorly.
Yeah, there was a bunch of idiots in his DMs, apparently, with threatening racist remarks.
Instead of an hour of the game, it looked like.
Ugh. Right. And so that prompted Bill Self to put out a statement, basically, like, you know, reminding people just, you know, take shots at me kind of thing, not the players. And we were discussing earlier just in the NIL era, the betting era, all these things combined have allowed people, and look, take it away from sports, people just think on social media when there's no name attached to it, they can say whatever the hell they want to people that they would never say to somebody's face, right? That's been the problem with social media since the beginning of social media, right? It just has gotten way worse, of course, recently. Now, Bill Self was on, I believe, with Hoops HQ, which is the site that Seth Davis now runs or whatever.
Okay.
And he talked to Bill Self, and Bill, of course, stuck up for Zeke Mayo, but then 24 hours later said, I should not have done that. And his reason for it, he said, I shouldn't have put out the statement. He said, I'm just giving them more oxygen. These idiots that are out there sending hateful messages. And he's right. Unfortunately, like now these people's DMs are getting attention. It should be a negative thing, but that's not going to stop these people that think it's okay to DM anybody, let alone.
But I'm glad the Bill did it. Stand up for your guy. For sure. You know,
no, like, he just means just like, you know, validate it? Why validate these morons that are out here sending hateful stuff, random Twitter account, you know, Billy Bob 87365 or whatever with no profile photo sliding into somebody's DM saying to go, you know, do something, you know, to yourself. So stuff like that is gross, of course. And yeah. We've seen this in professional sports, collegiate sports. And I think the NIL stuff has only made it worse, probably. Like we've talked about I think NIL, I think just where we're at climate wise on social media and yeah, to a certain extent, the sports betting. I mean, people were, upset with players about losses way before sports betting was legalized, but I think it's definitely contributed to why people think that
just
way.
More things for them to get upset about. You don't have to complain about the team. Yeah,
for exactly. Sure. Exactly. For sure.
Like it just all kind of goes down this negative
tunnel.
Someone
said, what are the chances that MU and KU end up in the same region?
No way.
I would say there's definitely chances.
I mean, there's so low a seed, I guess it's a 1 in 4 chance. I would say it's like
the issue
they're
is
avoid them.
If one's a sick, you know, right now they're not, sounds crazy. Like, they're not terribly far off seed wise. I know it sounds like Mizzou's obviously the better team, but you know, if assuming Kansas loses tonight, they're 9.5-point underdogs to Houston.
I'm going to take Kansas on the money line.
Are you?
You know,
they're probably
giving up on your team. Not me.
Well, I told you I'm picking them to win their first game. I love to do that because everybody will think they're a genius publicly and be like, this team. And it's the NCAA tournament. They'll win their first game of the tournament. After that, I'm not so sure.
Well, after that, I'd be very unsure, especially if they stay on the 8-9 line.
Yeah, right now I think there are 7. According to Lenardi.
It'd be funny if they got Duke again, knowing that they beat Duke earlier in the year.
Wow, much different team.
And I know.
Jerry Palm's got KU as a 6 and Mizzou as a 4 right now.
So he's higher on both.
Whoa.
Correct.
He's just higher on both.
Way higher on both. Because he 5-8 in Lenardi's.
His latest came out yesterday morning.
Let's see. Is this the updated Lenardi one that I'm looking at?
Here, Jerry Palm.
Jerry Palm is...
This is February 28th. This one's old, so that's not... Joe Lenardi's was prior to this.
I think we should boycott Joe Lenardi's bracketology.
We looked it up, 112
yes,
most accurate.
We should boycott his bracketology.
What was that?
Give me like whatever FX Union, .gov or whatever. They had all kinds of nonsense.
It was the Yago one from last year.
Yago!
Wasn't it?
What do they got? You know?
Yago is number one all time. Here we go. Yago brackets. Let's get their updated bracketology. Here we go. Yago, number one ranked bracketologist. Here's who they have as a 3 seed.
Over the last 5 years. Yeah.
They have Missouri as a 5 and Kansas as a 6. I'll trust Yago.
Yes, so will I.
Sounds like Jerry Palm's closer than Lenardi.
I think Jerry Palm is higher than him, yes.
They have Missouri as the top five seed, uh-huh, and Kansas as the 3rd 6th seed right now on Yago.
The most fascinating thing is they both get hot, mm-hmm, and they end up as a 4 or 5 on the same side.
Well, that would be crazy.
Yeah, that would be wild.
Get a little round of 32? Come on.
It's funny. On one hand, if you're Missouri, you'd be like, I could see you be like, oh, well, we already beat hammered, them, and we're better. On the other hand, that's
you don't want to go down like that. You do not want to go down like that. That is not how you want to leave the tournament. To a Kansas team that's never found itself the entire postseason. That would be,
if I'm being honest with all of you, that would be an incredible scenario.
You would probably
scenario.
Be, and many Kansas fans would be unbearable. That day.
Oh, it'd be unbelievable.
Unbearable to be around. Yeah. I'm not saying for not good
reason. Carrington might call off.
Who knows? Carrington, I don't know.
I call him sick if I
Carrington's
right.
busy. Carrington's busy taking trips to Manhattan. He's for right. whatever reason, he's on the Wildcat 13-14 win team bandwagon all of a sudden. I saw he was out in Manhattan this weekend.
He said he was a Wildcat. Like he was cheering for him, too. Wow.
Yeah, he was buying drinks at a bar in Manhattan or whatever. Jeez. On Sunday.
He got a picture. As well.
I know. He's not. With look at this. Missouri, he was riding Missouri's coattails all season. They dropped, they're 1-2 in their last three, and he's now out in Manhattan rooting for the Wildcats. Just like that. Just already switched.
He might as well have worn the
I thought
lavender.
He was a Tigers fan.
Might as well put up a
that's pretty crazy. He was out here wearing MU gear every day. Now they're 1-2 in their last three, and he's over there with doing the Wabash.
He's buying shots for K-State fans.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Our guy Harold Coons actually sent me a link to one where they average out every bracket.
I like that, Harold.
All into one. Same thing. Missouri 5, okay. Kansas a 6.
There you go. You go brackets.
This one
I'm
is
following them now.
Bracketmatrix.com.
I'm going to follow you go brackets. They're the most accurate over the last 5 years.
I do think Jerry Palm was higher ranked Cody thing, than
I mean, it
than
is
him.
Just like, it is every bracket all averaged out.
That is a lot of numbers.
This looks like it should be printed out on a dot matrix printer,
yeah.
Which actually makes me feel like it's more accurate. Mm. They're not putting any frills into this. Mm. It's not some website that's good to look at like Lenardi's logo. This is just like some guy with an Excel spreadsheet throwing it onto a piece of paper.
I think that people forget that with college basketball, if Mizzou were to play KU right now, Mizzou probably wins 8 out of 10 times. But
for
again,
sure.
One of those two times, if for they sure. played in March Madness, could be that moment. So you can't. Like, yes, they would probably beat them, but it's not college football. College basketball, the gap is so narrow and so tight that if you show up and, hey, Zeke Mel happens to be hitting those shots and somebody from the bench steps up, all of a sudden you lose and you're out and you're done.
We'll get to Mike Moustakas' retirement and the celebration that'll happen later on this year coming up in about 15 minutes or so after What's Trending. But first, let's get to the random question of the day.
Random question.
God, that sounds
true.
I don't know if we got an edit of that. It sounds slightly different.
Yeah, why does that not sound the same?
For you,
that's a little weird.
You don't have the little
for you, Drew.
Hey.
Random question. You said it more like, I don't know, slightly different. For you, Gold, for you, Drew, text line 913-586-7965. Of course, hit us up. YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. We live stream the show 4 hours every day. Like, subscribe. It'll show up at the top of your YouTube channel. If you just do that, you can watch us over there instead if you want to do the random question that way. I try to participate over there in the chats as well, so you can hit us up there. Question I had for you today was about trips, and I'm trying to decide if this is something that I'm like, I fundamentally should partake in more but don't.
All right.
So over the weekend, it was a huge wrestling moment.
Oh, yeah.
John Cena turned heel.
I saw this.
I don't know much about wrestling. I do know that that's a big deal because he's been, to my understanding, a babyface this whole time. And is now gone evil, right? Mm-hmm. He's an evil guy now. And at WrestleMania this year, presumably that'll get played out. But as a group chat that I'm in with a couple of people who really like wrestling, but I'm friends with the other three of them. Sometimes wrestling stuff comes up, and he is trying to convince us all to go on a trip to WrestleMania to New Orleans next year. He's trying to pre-plan, got an idea, wants us all to go out to WrestleMania. I don't participate in any current guys or friends trips. So the question I have for you today is, is that something everyone is participating in, or just a few people that I know? So 913-586-7965, do you participate in a guys, girls, couples trip, and do you like participating in such?
I think you should. I've told you, so a friend of mine, there's a group, a couple of us that been trying to do the Chiefs road game thing here. This is a very new tradition. I'm not going to act like we've been doing
year
this for
two.
This is
like Rob Britton goes on a college football trip for the last decade.
I was going to say, Rob.
Yeah, so like with some friends, we tried to do a trip a year. The last year, we were going to do the Chiefs Steelers game, but it ended up being on Christmas Day, so it kind of crushed the trip. We didn't do one this past year. The year before, we went to Wisconsin for the Packers game. This year, we're keeping an eye on the schedule for the Nashville game. okay. when the Chiefs play Tennessee. We just don't know the schedule yet. We'll know in May. So to answer your question, that it's a very new thing for me, but that's kind of what we're trying to do is road football games. I know Fesco has his trip that he does. He's almost, you know, baseball stadiums.
I don't know.
You should do a baseball one. I feel like that's your
baseball stadium trip.
Yeah. With
some friends. Like gather up some friends and like, be like, hey, we're going to baseball stadiums
We're going to Pittsburgh. Cause I haven't seen PNC Park. Like that'd be a fun thing to do. I'd love to do a yearly baseball trip as well.
I mean, cause like, I could just start with this WrestleMania one and see if I go for it. You know, we get like an Airbnb or whatever. Together, one house, kind of go that route. I mean, I just haven't.
Drew, do you have one?
I don't know. Like, annual just feels like a huge commitment. There's a group of guys I went golfing with a couple of years ago. They still do it over a long weekend, right? And I'm welcome to participate in that. So, like, I've done that once. Sometimes it's just, like, the timing of I guess this is the part that concerns me. Is it hard to get everyone's schedules to align?
Sure it is.
In a way,
oh, yeah, 100%.
Do we just like let people drop in and out? So like, what base number of people do we need in order for this to work?
Yeah, you just try to you try to get the most
group is.
Yeah, you like originally. If you're planning with five people, you can probably find a weekend. Like you just got to move dates around, or if it's far, you know, you got enough advance notice. Unless it falls on like a something significant with their kids, or maybe it's their anniversary already or something. That's different. But like, you know, if you're saying, hey, we're going to go to this Chiefs game on the road this year. You got, I mean, you find out in May, unless the game's in September, you've got maybe 6 months, 4 months, at, you know, to plan this thing, depending on how early it's out.
So for me, I guess have a trip that we go on every year, but every now and then I try to go and visit friends who are now living in other places. It's not something we do on a regular basis. I guess back in when I was like in college, I didn't do trips, but there'd be a group of guys that we would play golf every single week. We would just go and we'd travel to different places around the state or the city and just go play. Not necessarily like an individual trip. But
like you might take a 2-hour road trip in order to play a course you hadn't played.
Definitely, yes.
That's a little bit different for me. Like, and again, like a weekend, I think that's okay. Like you said, like a sports trip like that's just a week. And I assume a WrestleMania would be.
Yeah, not a week. Nobody has time to take a week-long guys trip every year unless you're retired. You're all a bunch of retired dudes. I don't know how you're pulling that one off.
I don't know how people do it.
Yeah. I don't know how else you would do it. The baseball one is one I would like to start doing is because I you know, football is one thing, but baseball, there's so many dates you can try
you
to figure out.
You want to go see Fenway. Yeah, you want to like, go
so
see
I've seen, you and I have
PNC.
Both seen you and I have both seen Wrigley before and stuff, yep. But I've told you like Fenway's number one on my bucket list right now from a baseball stadium. And I've never been to the city of Boston anyway, so I just kind of would like to go there.
I think some of the stuff definitely turns into, like some people are mentioning couples trips. So my parents... They haven't been able to do this yet, but they want to at some point tour. They want to visit and go to a game at every single ballpark in the country, every single major league ballpark in the country. Like that sort of a thing, I think, is popular with if there's something that you both like together, then you find an interest in going to certain places across the country over the course of, you know, 10, 15 years, however long it takes for you to get to all the spots.
I do think that like part of it is just like couples trip seems easier for me. Because it is like, we don't get to take that many vacations a year. Now I'm just taking my own little side mini vacation.
Right.
Like, Lottie, I mean, look, you got the resources. Kudos.
Yeah. I think it depends how old your kids are, too.
Yeah. And right now, yeah, essentially I'm just leaving you with the burden of two young children. Hope you enjoy getting them to every dance practice, soccer practice, swim lesson, you know, school, whatever nonsense. Like, essentially now we have we each do different things. Like, let's say for the kids in the morning. Gold. In the mornings, I... Give my daughter medicine. I pack lunches. I pack their backpacks. I put the school iPads in it. Just make sure like all that stuff squared away because they're still pretty young kids. Like he's in kindergarten. He didn't need to pack every single thing or whatever. Like I make sure everything's kind of squared away. And then she like, you know, make sure they brush their teeth, get on the bus, all that other stuff. If I'm gone, it's just like do all of it. See you later. Bye-bye. I think it'd have to be no more than 2-3 days.
For some WrestleMania.
I could do a week.
Yeah, let's go back to the original real quick. The WrestleMania.
I mean, it's a fun group of people, so like...
And New Orleans could be a fun city.
New Orleans with a fun group of people doesn't seem all that bad.
Just not my thing.
Maybe it's cool in person. It's like seeing a big boxing match, like you said.
Yeah.
You're not you don't watch boxing, but you've been to high-level boxing matches, and they're cool when you're
I watch way more boxing than I ever have WrestleMania. I've never watched WrestleMania in my life.
But before you started going to boxing, you would watch way more boxing?
If it was a big fight, that's it. I don't watch like the random
fight. So you'd watch
fight.
Like 10 fights? That's about the amount of wrestling I've... You know what I'm saying?
See, I don't watch any wrestling, though. I just... I know people love it. Clearly, people love it. Think about the...
It's very popular.
Very, very popular. I just never got into it. It was never my thing.
Someone on the text line said they were crushed because John Cena turned heel. They hurt. That would hurt them.
Hey, everybody has their own thing. Like you guys are into that. I'm binge watching Severance and I can't, this past episode unbelievable. Have you watched it yet?
Dude, always behind.
You got to watch the one from last Thursday night. Best episode of the entire show.
Wow, that's a strong statement.
Best episode of the entire show.
You hadn't even heard of this show 10 days ago.
2 months ago. I started watching.
I saw you tweeted about it the other day.
It's incredible. Our guy Joe Summers, big fan of the show too.
Yeah.
I was talking to him about it. Anyway, up next, we'll get to what's trending, including a longtime TV commentator announcing he's retiring. This just happened in the last hour or so. We'll also talk about Mike Moustakas, his own retirement as well. Next.
What's trending?
What's Trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Applied today at bakeru.edu. Number one, well, it's that Mike Moustakas was talking to the media earlier today because J.J. Piccolo announced that the Royals are going to have Mike Moustakas sign a one-day contract with the club and retire as a Royal. There's going to be a ceremony at the K May 31st at a home game. Very similar to what they did with Lorenzo Cain a year ago. Going to be awesome to see that. If you missed any of what Mike Moustakas had to say, you can go back on the Odyssey app. Check out hour number two of the show as both Moustakas and J.J. Piccolo talk with our Royals insider, Josh Fernier, right here. The only place you could hear that was 96.5 The Fan.
Next up on What's Trending, Jimmy Johnson announced he's retiring from broadcasting after 31 years in the sport. Obviously, he's been on Fox NFL for a number of years. Terry Bradshaw's getting up there as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously been a major contributor. He's one of the single biggest names, probably, as far as legends status goes in the NFL. He's done. He's not going to do any more NFL on Fox.
Yeah, that whole crew is going to be, like you said, I mean, Jimmy Johnson is one thing. Terry Bradshaw said he would like to do it till he's 80, but that requires another 4 years. I don't know if he's going to get four more years. He hasn't sounded the sharpest, unfortunately, on the booth there. So they might have a whole reshuffling of their booth. Maybe that's where long-term one of these other guys that retires here recently ends up on. Next on What's Trending, college basketball. We mentioned Missouri lost to Vandy over the weekend in overtime. KU lost to Texas Tech. They'll play Houston tonight. They're 9.5-point underdogs, and Kansas State took care of Colorado. And now we're just talking about seeding for the Big 12 tournament. Depending on what K-State does over the next two, though, they could be playing in the very first game of the Big 12 tournament on that Tuesday, or they could play in that evening game. But it looks like they're pretty much locked in. They're playing Tuesday based off the seed.
Next up on What's Trending, Bengals place a $26.2 million franchise tag on wide receiver T. Higgins just minutes ago. This marks the second straight year the Bengals have used their franchise tag on Higgins. So $26.2 million on the books right now. Obviously, we'd all assume they're going to try to work out a long-term deal with him or a tag and trade with him. But either way, they weren't going to let him hit the free agency market, I guess. I think it's a huge risk. I'm sorry. $26.2 million on the tag while you still haven't even paid Jamar Chase or Hendrickson. Feels dicey. But, I mean, obviously, they want to try to keep the unit together. Joe Burrow's made it very clear he would like Higgins in Cincinnati.
Pay them all, hmm? I don't know if you can do that.
I mean, it's fine. They'll just be 9-8 again and miss the playoffs.
You can do that, and you'll have a crappy defense.
I can't wait until they make the playoffs next year. I can't wait.
That defense will be sitting here.
I mean, I hope you're, we'll be sitting here
in early December and be like, oh, Joe Burrow, poor Joe Burrow. He's playing so good, but he doesn't have a defense. Oh, I wonder why that might be the case. Shocking.
That's why the defensive coordinator's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to have the players too, man. Rui Anarumo was viewed as a genius 3 years ago. Now he's an idiot. That's what's trending.
We'll see how good the Colts defense is, and then we'll go from there, I guess. I don't know.
Wait, you're judging the Bengals off the Colts' success now?
Well, I mean, it's where Lou Anarumo is.
No, but the Colts are the Colts. They're not on the same level, I thought, as Cincinnati. It shouldn't matter.
But if he's a good coach, then he can...
Well, does he have better players? I don't know. Does he?
Yeah, I don't know.
I would say so. Yeah, the Colts' defense was better than them last year.
Well, they were the worst defense in football. Everybody.
I get it. I'm not surprised. How about this? I'm not surprised to see that the franchise tagging T. Higgins. Every NFL reporter worth their salt had pretty much said that Cincinnati wasn't going to just let him hit the free agency market and then see where the number goes. And 26.2 is really cost of doing business for a wide receiver of his ability. That's about that, you know, like, I don't think he'd like make less than that a year or whatever on the open market, right? That's probably, he might make more, probably $30 million a year on the open market. But your plan, after an incredibly disappointing season in which you got great play from your starting quarterback, was just do it again?
Well, they were never going to just let him
walk. This time you were
so
better?
The tag's not that surprising. They were never just going to let T. Higgins hit the open market without getting something in return. So, I mean, I don't think the tag is all that surprising necessarily.
Is your plan just to do the same thing again?
Yeah, we'll see. Unless they get, you know, New England on a trade or something. You know, they get a draft pick from New England and trade away T. Higgins. We'll see how that ultimately plays out. 913-586-7965. Drew is currently texting people, asking him if their performance has dipped. I don't know what you're...
Because this person's complaining. Look.
I mean, I don't know what the performance dipped. Dipping, Drew. I don't know. I thought you had a solution for that. So
He's saying this guy'd be in a better mood if.
That's
what I'm saying. Has your performance dipped? Try Blue Chew.
He's trying to help this guy out. He's actually offering a service.
I'm trying to be helpful.
Yeah.
I'm not demeaning to anybody.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. All right, let's talk about Mike Moustakas, who, as we said, announced that he's going to sign a one-day contract with the Royals, and he's going to have his day to shine because it's well-deserved, and what a career it ended up being. 13 years in the league, and we all know that the second overall pick for this organization, and it was rocky, to say the least. You know, frankly, fans didn't like him for a couple years. They thought they didn't like his attitude. He wasn't performing.
No, people don't like it when you're the red ass. They actually don't like it when you're not a good player.
Correct.
When you're a good player, they love it.
Of course. And so we all know he got sent down and quickly called back up, and then he was a playoff hero for this team. And now, 10 years after winning, it's fitting. 10 years after winning a championship, he's going to have his own special day out at Kauffman on May 31st. And he spoke with Vern, and you guys heard it earlier, just how appreciative he is, of course, of the Royals organization and all that. And I think he's back at spring training this week. I think it's all week long, maybe, to talk to some of these guys. Because think about what that does. If you're any young player in the Royals organization, or if you're an MJ Melendez right now, and you know that, hey, Mike Moustakas, people thought was kind of done. Like, all right, well, I guess it didn't work out.
4 years, he was fried.
He gets called up, and his entire career changed. He ends up having a 13-year career in the big leagues, made a lot of money, wins a ring, 3-time All-Star, and now he's going to eventually be in the Royals Hall of Fame, and he's going to get a day in the spotlight coming up this year.
And it was cool for Lorenzo. It really, if you weren't at the game, the Lorenzo King game was great. For in the middle of a bad year, like the Royals weren't even a good team, they filled up Kauffman Stadium, cheered incredibly loudly. The game was fun. Like everything felt like 14-15 again, right? Like the energy was back and it reminded you of what the K could be. Now the Royals are good and they're going to do this again for a guy. Yeah, I would expect it. And especially because the week before, week and a half before is the 10-year like gala celebration for the team that won the World Series a decade ago. I just think like more than anything, and Mike Moustakas certainly didn't make some fans because of like some of the attitude stuff during there. I always just say that like, when he's your a-hole, you don't care. You like it when he's starting fights, yelling over the railing, saying, oh, yeah? Okay. You know, like, you like it when it's your guy. But also, again, it's why I just won't fully give up on some of the players that are struggling right now. He hasn't played, like, by the time he had played more games than MJ Melendez had played by the time he had unlocked it, or Mikel Garcia, or some of these other pitchers who haven't come together. I'm never going to say that, like, Mike Moustakas doesn't have a Hall of Fame career. He had a great career as a Royal. He won a World Series with the Royals. He's getting to retire a Royal. These are all great moments. And he's responsible for some of like your most favorite moments of 14-15. Whether it be the home runs in the home runs in the 14 run when he was just like putting it out of the park every night. Huge reason why they win on the World Series run in 14.
And in moments like
over the
this,
railing, all that stuff.
Yeah, moments like this. They had a bobblehead not too long ago for this.
Adam Jones into foul territory. Moustakas, did he make that catch? He did!
In the ALCS, I mean, moments like that are, if you are a Royals fan, if you were in the city back then as well, that's a moment, that's a sequence that you're never going to forget. And my favorite highlight, though, we pulled today actually is Ryan and Hud on the call when he broke the single season record, which, yes, at the time, number was embarrassing. It wasn't even 40, but it was still a record at the time.
Holding way too long. It was the worst one in baseball.
Deep to right field, and it is gone. Mike Moustakas makes it official. That is home run number 37 and a new Royals record.
No moose calls north of the border? Come on.
Obviously, it's now tied with Salvador Perez and Jorge Soler, who both hit 48 in a single season. At that time, that felt like one of those records. This is why I think I love that record so much, when he broke it. At that time, Gold, that record, in a lot of ways for me, felt like it epitomized that the Royals were a joke, right? Like, they had won the World Series, so that wasn't the case anymore. They had moved past that. Like, it felt like that, but it was like the last thing that was like, are you a serious franchise? Your home run record is 36. Brady Anderson hit 50. Mm-hmm. You guys couldn't have one guy during the steroid era run into a few, you know? And it was just like, oh, thank God. 38. And, you know, like, I wanted it to belong to somebody in an era that I remembered. I don't remember Balboa, like, nothing. Like, I don't remember Balboni hitting 36.
This is funny. So I agree with you. That record for the number stood too long. I've realized this about you more. I didn't know. We've done the show now. We're going on our sixth year. And in the last month ish, we've had like three different historical ish, you know, conversations. And I've realized, and this is fine. It's just funny. Now I like, this is good to know. Cause
I only care about the guys who existed.
That when you were alive, and no, it's correct. Fine, but it's interesting. Cause you like, we were, whether it was the Vince Lombardi trophy or MVP trophy or whatever the award was at the time. And then now with this, you're like, you don't want a record, someone to hold a record unless it was when you were around. So I think it's funny. I get it, but also
records,
it's weird to me.
Broken thing, you know?
Sure. But like, you know, so when, you know, 50 years from now, any record that's set now, you think we should ignore them.
No, I'm not saying we should ignore them. I'm just saying I'm rooting for them to be broken.
History of the sport at all.
I'm rooting for them to be broken by people I watched play. And look, it's a little bit different with Balboni because, like, you know, not him, but like, you know, somebody of an era in which you would have appreciated. And I think that probably comes with age. I think as you start getting in the 50s or 60s or whatever your age is, maybe you appreciate the guys you watch, then you don't want the young guy to break the record.
Yeah, the record's a little bit different even than like the naming of stuff. That's where we got into it, was more on like the
naming.
Yeah,
I just said,
like,
I don't think it's any more important that you did it 200 years ago than you did it 20.
Yeah, I just don't believe in like wiping it off the face of the earth. Like if someone earned the honor to have something named after them, unless there was obviously some other circumstances of why their name is being removed, like then I don't think we should just remove it because, what? Well, that was old. I don't remember that guy. That's just like, we don't want to erase history unless it was for some reason we shouldn't be honoring somebody because of their past.
I think if they've accomplished more than the person who was named after, I don't think that's all that crazy. We honored them because of the thing that they accomplished. Like, for instance, like, I know I'm never going to forget Balboni because I knew he had the record, or Moose, or those.
Like, nobody's going to do this, but if somebody ever found a way to win more rings than, you know, if you're talking about like, you know, Vince Lombardi, like you go through and you, like, we shouldn't name it the Bill Belichick trophy or that was the whole thing. Belichick wanted to call it the Tom Brady Super Bowl trophy.
I guess my argument is like, why do they get it named after them and not the people who are also accomplishing it? If they both accomplished great things, why does it just go to the old dead guy?
Because there's certain things that are already called something. Like, the White House is called the White House. We don't just change the name now because we don't like the name of the building.
After somebody. It's
no,
different.
But like, okay, anything. Like, we just,
it's also white.
The Liberty Memorial. We don't just change the name. To change the name.
I don't think those are the same as a sports.
My point, but so that's where we draw. So if it's sports, we can change the names.
Well, am I trying to change the name?
The person has to be alive in order for you to.
That's what I'm getting at. That's what he's saying.
No, they don't have to be alive. I just think that like accomplishments are done at different stages of history. So let's just say like they renamed it the Tom Brady Super Bowl MVP Award.
Okay.
And we kicked off whichever old dead dude's on it now. 200 years from now, it's still the Tom Brady Award. Okay, well, he's the most accomplished guy. Why the hell does the guy who just happened to be 100 years older get it? One guy's was 200 years ago. So just, it's just a first thing for you. If you're there first, it's yours.
Absolutely.
It's not for me. Like, it's not as simple as if you're first to get it, it's yours.
I can understand where you're coming from in terms of, do we know why he was?
Like, if somebody had if somebody had a bridge actually named after them, and we don't find out that there was like something terrible that they did in their past or something, I don't think we stop calling it the Buck O'Neill Bridge just because it's been a long time.
We renamed that one from something else.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was called before.
But was it a person?
I don't know.
There's
that's
a difference,
a great
like
question.
If it was a person or not.
Do we know why it was named the...
I'm not saying that we can't rename things. I'm just saying if it's attached to a person, I don't believe stripping it unless there's a historical reason.
It's called the Broadway Bridge.
Okay, so nobody's name. That's different.
I know you
name.
Can't say somebody's last name is Broadway, so maybe it was named...
No, he wasn't going to try
to
do that.
You mean...
do
we know why...
Someone's last name probably is Broadway? Well, I seriously doubt that that's why it was called that.
Of course.
Do we know why the MVP trophy is named the way that it was? Or who it was named
after? We looked this up before. We don't have to rehash that part of it. We did look it up.
Because if it's four rings, then I think you're...
No, it was a commissioner.
It was the commissioner.
It was a commissioner of the sport.
Pete Rozelle.
The guy didn't even play the sport.
That's right. That's where I side with you, Cody, in this.
There's a line in which you're saying get Rozelle's name off. I like that.
If they wanted to,
we shouldn't call the Naismith Player of the Year award for the best, or the Wooden Award anymore in college basketball because it's been too long.
If they, I don't know. I mean, give me a name you want to name it after, but sure, I'm open to it.
I just think, like, no, John, that should be called the Wooden Award forever. That was, what did he do? Why is something changing after?
In fairness to Gold, John Heisman Trophy, was a coach. He was not he played, but he was a coach. I think there's some argument there, but I think if you're talking about a player award, I understand why you might want it changed. I know that it's the Wooden Award, and I get it. But if you were,
I'm just not hung up on it. I'm not demanding change. I'm not like, I'm taking to the streets.
No, but you
change this name or else.
Yeah,
I just like I'm not bothered if they don't. Yeah, if they change it.
And if you're saying like the relevance of the name is lost on younger fans, whatever. Like I don't know, learn some damn history. Sorry. Like
I do
exactly.
Think,
well, it's too far back for me to read about why this person was important or whatever. Like that's just crazy. I guess we need all the dollar bills. We should only have presidents and figures for the last 40 years on them, and that's it. We should get rid of anybody else. Like that's why I'm saying I think the argument is a little silly. That's all.
Again, mine's more sports related, but I you don't see my side at all on this. And that we just name one thing one time.
Yep.
And then just as long as they don't do anything heinous.
Yeah.
Then it's just that name forever.
Anything. Like, a pencil is called a pencil. We don't just change the name because we don't like the name of it anymore.
But it's the name of an award. You're trying to change the English language.
No, I don't view it any differently. No, I think I give you real. That last one was obviously more of a joke.
We probably do change the name of those things over time, or like the nicknames for those things. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we just change stuff to change it because you're like, well, I can't relate to that anymore, so let's just change it.
It is funny. You just compared a pencil to the.
No, that's the difference. I'm not just changing it to name to change it.
That's what it sounds like to me. You don't agree with my assessment of it, but that's what it sounds like to me.
And I'm going to correct it because that's not how I view it. I'm not just saying change it to change it. I'm saying change it to do the same thing you want to do. Honor a person of the history. Tom Brady
is removing somebody else's history.
Yeah,
it
doesn't matter. We're taking turns. You had your turn for 100 years.
Okay. There's a shelf life
on
it?
I'm not just changing it to change it. You had your turn for 100 years. Tom Brady is one of the most important NFL players of all time. So he can't have something named? Like he should have
Something else to name it after.
I don't want 7,000 awards.
In fairness, there's an easy example for Tom Brady. College football does it all the time. They name the positional awards after the players that played the position. Tom Brady, you get the Tom Brady Award for the best quarterback in the league. And of course, that could be different than the MVP.
Yeah, like I know you're trying to say it's just college, sports, but I'm saying what you're saying it does apply with a lot of stuff. The Oscars were last night. We don't change the name of the Oscars. Like I can't relate to that. I don't know why they're called. Honestly, don't know the history behind the Oscars. But we don't change the name of the Oscar because it's something I can't relate to anymore because I'm X age. That's all I'm saying. It's like, we don't just change the names because we don't understand.
I'm interested actually in that now.
In changing the name of the Oscar?
Well, no, I'm just saying, why?
It's after some dude Oscar, it's named after a person. Yes, it's named after a person.
Because the Grammys.
Some guy from the First World War.
Got to name a new awards for the most, Academy Awards. We gotta change the whole thing. Anyway, I don't know how we got on this topic.
You did it. I had nothing to
fairness,
do with this.
Gold, it was,
you picked were, this fight.
You started saying something, though, and then it reminded me of something.
Yeah, I was just talking about how I was glad that Mike Moustakas broke Steve Balboni's record.
So that's how it started. Yeah. You didn't want it.
Don't put this on me.
Oh,
I didn't bring up the other part of the conversation at all.
For sure. But you said you didn't want.
I can't believe that. No. You tried to say that this conversation started because of me. That's nuts.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
Absolutely. It started.
Crazy.
No, it started because you said you wanted someone to have the record that was in your era. And I go, you're really big on the
record.
Yeah, that's what.
Those are totally different.
Well, that's what you said. You didn't like that it was named. The record was held by someone that wasn't in your era because you don't know who it is. And you think, and so I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. You like things to. Record holders and names to be stuff that people you actually watch play.
This conversation. That's crazy.
Did you not say that about Balboni or not?
You honestly believe this?
Yes.
Look at me right now. You honestly believe that I am the person who started this conversation?
Yes. If you go,
that's
pull,
nuts.
No,
nuts.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to pull it. But Gold, I believe. I know it was around.
No, I started talking about. I started talking.
He's
gave
not
the
acknowledging.
Example.
He's not acknowledging the fact that he brought up the idea that I wanted names changed. He's saying that. It is my fault this conversation happened because I wanted Steve Balboni's record to be broken by Mike.
That's correct. That is correct.
I don't agree with, obviously.
That is what I'm saying. I obviously brought up the awards in the past. I literally said, remember over the last month, I set it up that way.
Cody, but that is kind of how the conversation started.
You said you didn't like
that
somewhat. You didn't like how somebody had a record you preferred in the air. And I go, oh, that reminds me. You're big on having the history and all that. And that's how we got into the topic.
I just think they were not unrelated, but I don't think that I'm the cause of that. We could have just been talking about how the record got broken and moved on.
Of course we could have, you know, of course we could have, but we have conversations on the show. You obviously are upset about it now, but yeah.
Oh no, I'm not actually upset. Okay. I just think you're nuts. I just think you're crazy for thinking that.
We both feel that way a lot about each other.
So somebody said Cody's going to start, he's going to rename his kids now. I mean, that's, I feel like that's a stretch, but this
is what happens on this show on occasion with stuff like this. Is that rather than having a reasonable discourse, we start making it ludicrous. We start saying, I want to change the name of a pencil, which is not the same thing.
Yeah, screw that, though. Don't try to change
the name of the conversation. No.
Yeah, but that's insulting.
You can stop doing
that, though, because that's just insulting. You're trying to say, anytime we disagree, that I don't make it a real conversation. Kind of screw that, buddy. You're like, that's messed up, actually, that you would instant.
You said it was a pencil. I didn't say that.
You're trying to say, a lot of times what happens on this show is that you'll bring up something and then I turn it into an unrealistic conversation. That's pretty insulting.
That wasn't just about you, that's ridiculous.
No, that's ridiculous, man. I don't know you would take it to that level. That's kind of disappointing.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Disappointed because I said sometimes you take something too far?
No, one conversation
I said I didn't like the way that it was portrayed as, and you were taking it to an extreme example. That wasn't an insult.
You said, again, we all hear you said, quote, a lot of times we have a conversation. What happens is you'll take it to an extreme. That's kind of taking a shot at somebody. So yeah, absolutely.
I would just say I wasn't.
Absolutely.
Did not mean it as a shot in any way. I apologize that you took it. I apologize that it was an insult in that way, because it was not meant that way. I think in this conversation, we're having a conversation about changing the names of things. If we use extreme examples, it takes away the point of what I'm saying about history happens kind of across the board. Not that that's the important part of it, but it's like, if we take it to, like, we're changing things beyond, we run into a problem where we've lost initial points, you know, and like, it doesn't matter. Again, at the end of this, it's not really that important whether we change the name of these awards or not. Oh, man. Okay.
Take a deep breath.
I'm fine, Drew.
Turn oh no but, into oh yes. Good bless you.
You know, but yeah, I think that, I am happy that Steve Balboni's record was broken, I guess, to circle back to the beginning part of the conversation, mostly because it was an embarrassingly low number, not because it was Steve Balboni in this case, mostly because I just wanted it to not be 36 home runs anymore, and it feels better if it's 38 and now 48.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just wants me to end the show right now. We still got a minute and a half. I mean, we still have a minute left, guys.
A whole minute?
Well, until I start playing the music anyways. Like, Brandy's not ready yet. not quite.
No, you know, that's fine. Someone, what do you want to talk about for the last minute?
So someone wants you to say that you guys love each other, and then we'll end it.
That'd be a really weird way to end the show.
That's definitely not happening.
That would be a particularly weird way to end the show. You know what, though? I do love Alex. Andrew, you know? I love everybody on this show. Not everyone at the station, but everyone at the show. I like some other people, you know? I'm like Desmond in his love life.
No update on that, by the way.
Yeah, there's no update.
He didn't give us an update on Friday, so I'm assuming things went as normal. Obviously, he just went back to school today, so we don't have any full update yet, I would say. If I have one for tomorrow, I will certainly get it for you. Speaking of which, tomorrow we'll have Matt Miller on the show.
Yeah, we'll talk some drafts.
Josh Vernier will join us, per usual.
Post-combine, we'll talk to Matt Miller. We'll get his perspective on if he thinks any left tackle option in particular is there, and also when it comes to the wide receiver situation and whether or not you mentioned somebody from Texas has kind of gone up the draft chart from the combine. So that'll be something we'll be doing tomorrow on the show as well. Text line.
So can we all just get along? So are we still having the party on Friday? Yeah, that won't change.
This isn't even half as awkward as Jingle Bells. That's probably true.
I wasn't in on that show.
That's probably true. I would say that was probably a little more awkward. I think that's accurate. We're back at it tomorrow.
Hopefully Matt will tell us one of these offensive tackles' arms are actually longer than they measured.
The Drive with C-Dot and Rob is coming up next.